The bill that passed the Senate yesterday includes a tax incentive for making biodiesel, which President Bush recently called one of the nation's most promising alternative fuel sources.
By developing biodiesel, you're making this country less dependent on foreign sources of oil.
That's exactly what Mike Pelley has been doing. For the past decade, the carpenter-turned-backyard chemist has fueled his two cars with homemade biodiesel, which he synthesizes from used vegetable oil. That's what we're told. And Mike Pelley, do you really run your car on vegetables?
I ran it up here 100%.
Where do you get the vegetable oil?
We like to go to various restaurants, usually mom-and-pop restaurants, high-end restaurants, and for some reason, Asian restaurants. A lot of places that throw their oil out a little sooner than others. It's a little better quality for making the biodiesel. But our farmers can be growing it just plenty well.
What do the folks at the Chinese restaurant say when you come by and ask if they have any extra vegetable oil?
There's kind of blank stare for a minute, and then you start explaining what it's about. And then when you offer to pick it up for free, whereas in the Olympia area, they're actually paying to get rid of it, they get very excited.
When you put this used Chinese food vegetable oil in the car and burn it, does it smell like Chinese food?
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it'll smell like barbecued chicken. Sometimes it'll smell like potato chips.
When you're driving and you smell this, I mean, do you get cravings to stop?
That was a joke when we first started. Driving down the freeway and see an exit with McDonald's, next exit, see how many cars behind you pull over. It definitely has a distinctive smell, but most importantly, it's so much cleaner for the engine. It's much easier on the engine. And as far as global warming, something we're all becoming very concerned about, it's a negative net gain in CO2 emissions, and I got to explain that a little bit. When you're growing vegetables, you're taking CO2 out of the atmosphere with photosynthesis. Remember that from biology class?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're growing your plants, you're pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere about three times as much as what you put out the tailpipe later on when you use that plant for a fuel.
As I understand it, you started making biodiesel for your personal use, but you're now marketing it there in Olympia, Washington. How are sales going?
We haven't really been selling the fuel. We've been more developing the machinery for others to make the fuel, and we look forward to selling them to farm co-ops and urban fuel co-ops. You get a bunch of people together, they want to make their own fuel, or trucking companies that are tired of paying so much for their fuel.
The machine is to make the fuel, but just to be clear, you don't actually have to change the car at all, or do you?
No, that's a very good point, and that is what really caught my attention on this 10 years ago. It's the first fuel where you actually did not have to do anything to a already built car. 5 years ago, there wasn't any biodiesel in the area. Now the Pacific Northwest is the biggest users of biodiesel in the country. And, you know, it's actually a really fun one because you got Greens that are all for clean energy, and then you got very Republican farmers that are all for jobs, and it's unifying. And I love going to energy events and talking to people about this. You know, it's a common ground, and from there we can talk about other things comfortably.
Mike Pelley's company is called Olympia Green Fuels, and he has introduced the Pelley Model A, a biodiesel processor, which we're told can help you produce biodiesel at the cheap price of $1.40 a gallon. Thanks very much.
Thank you.